Good evening, this is Henry Banks, senior producer and host of People of Color on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up in a few minutes, we present part two of a two-part series, The Current Crisis in Race Relations, the 2019 Twin Ports Martin Luther King Celebration, held recently in Symphony Hall at the Duluth Entertainment and Convention Center. Our keynote speaker is Malia Connolly. She's the director of the Association for Black Economic Power, and she's from Minneapolis, Minnesota. All of this and more coming up next on People of Color after this news.
Wow. We'd like to thank the drum group Miziweka Miki Nong, which means around the earth, for joining us today by honoring the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. with their honor song. Give it up one more time. Their presence here today emphasizes and supports the motion of change that MLK set into place over 50 years ago. For people of color and American Indians. Their presence also helps us begin this year's rally by recognizing the land on which we are standing. We're here today on the traditional, ancestral, and contemporary lands of the Anishinaabe. We reside on land ceded in the 1854 treaty. We recognize, support, and advocate for the sovereignty of the Native Nation in this territory and beyond. By offering the land acknowledgement, we affirm American Indian sovereignty and will work to hold the city of Duluth accountable to the needs of the American Indian peoples and its nations. The Duluth branch of the NAACP understands that there are many individuals with different religions and belief systems. In our efforts to become a more inclusive organization, we don't want to dismiss these beliefs, but rather allow everyone to pray, meditate, and or focus in whichever way they choose. Join me in a moment of silence as we focus on why we are here and remembering those that have come before us in the fight for social justice. Hi. My name is Tolu Akishola, and I'm your MC. I'm so honored. Thank you for coming. The current crisis is this year's MLK theme. It comes from an article by Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. submitted for publication in March 1958. In the full title, The Current Crisis in Race Relations, King tells us that the crisis had been affirmed by reactions of the country to the Supreme Court's decision to integrate schools. King goes on to explain that the crisis not only exists because of white resistance, but because black people saw themselves as equals, making it impossible to accept the system of segregation. Dr. King also speaks to the theological reasonings for nonviolence and integration. He believed that nonviolence was simply Christianity in action, passive physically, but aggressive spiritually. Nonviolence combats the evil committed by individuals rather than combating the individuals committing the evil. King says the tension is at the bottom between justice and integration and injustice, between the forces of light and the forces of darkness. And if there is a victory, it will be a victory not merely for the 50,000 Negroes, but a victory for justice and the forces of light. Now let us welcome UMD students DeAndrea Vandasser and Joyce Biddle to lead us in the Negro National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. Please give it up for those two.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as a rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on until victory is won. Stony the road we trod, bitter the chastening rod, felt in the days that hope unborn had died, yet with a steady beat have not our weary feet come to the place for which our Father sighed. We have come over a way that with tears has been watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughtered. Out from the gloomy past, till now we stand at last, where the white gleam of our bright star is cast. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, thou who hast brought us thus far on the way, thou who hast by thy might led us into the light, keep us forever in the path, we pray. Lest our feet stray from the places, our God, where we met thee. Lest our hearts, drunk with the wine of the world, we forget thee. Shadow beneath thy hand, may we forever stand true to our God, true to our native land.
Yeah. You're listening to highlights from the 2019 Twin Ports Martin Luther King Celebration recently held in Duluth, Minnesota. We'll be right back. Welcome back to People of Color on Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to highlights from the 2019 Twin Ports Martin Luther King Celebration recently held in Duluth, Minnesota.
Please welcome to the stage the president of the Duluth branch of the NAACP, Stefan Witherspoon, and Duluth Mayor Emily Larson.
I mean, we also have the mayor of Superior, Jim Payne, as well here. Greetings to everyone. This is your day, this is our day. When I was driving across the bridge this morning, I was hearing the radio and they said it was National Sweatpants Day and National Granola Bar Day as well. If you are here for that, you're in the wrong place. I want to let you know that there are power in numbers and we the people will be together and live together in harmony. We have to look at each other like we should do right now to your neighbor. Look at him and say hi, or her, say hi, how you doing? Look at your neighbor. How you doing? Make sure that we acknowledge one another. Make sure that we laugh together. Make sure that we cry together. Make sure we eat together. That's how we're going to solve a lot of things. And to our youth, and to our youth and our students in the audience, please stand up, all of our youth. Stand up, all of our youth, stand up. You guys repeat after me. You guys repeat after me. I am important. And my voice will be heard. I am important. And my voice will be heard. Thanks for coming out today, y'all.
Thank you, Mr. Witherspoon. It is really a pleasure for both Mayor Payne and I to be here today. We were just commenting, a huge turnout, and it makes a lot of sense to us that the Twin Ports turns out for what is based on values and vision and what's important. And I just want to thank the committee, I want to thank the NAACP, the many, many people who are touching this event and helping to make it possible, including Blackbird Revolt, who has really brought forward an incredible vision that that is really tangible for people. And I just want to say, too, before Mayor Payne has a few minutes, that I was at the interfaith service last night with my family, and there was incredible truth spoken by Dr. Benton and others, and it was just a tremendous kickoff to this celebration. So thank you to those of you who were there as well. Mayor Payne?
Thank you, Mayor. I want to say thank you not just to the organizers, but to all of you for inviting me here for this important day. It's important to remember that this is not a day off. Today is still a work day. The work is different, but it's important. And so I want to thank all of you for showing up to work. I just want to say thank you to President Witherspoon here. And I always got to do a shout out because not everybody knows that he is actually a Superior resident. And we are so very proud to have such a strong leader working for justice every day on both sides of the bridge and helping to bring communities together. So I'm so proud to be here and to work with all of you today and for the rest of the year. And I just want to say, I was here last year too, it is a lot colder today and there are a whole lot more people. So thanks for showing up, Duluth and Superior.
So Mayor Payne and I have a proclamation that we are sharing today on behalf of the City of Duluth and the City of Superior. This is on behalf of our residents, on behalf of people who are elected. I know we have many elected officials here from the City of Duluth, from St. Louis County, from the state of Minnesota, and from the City of Superior. So on behalf of all of us, whereas the cities of Duluth and Superior recognize that the message of Dr. Martin Luther King preaching nonviolence and peace on earth is well worth repetition, and
whereas Dr. King's dream of equality and justice for all, regardless of background, is worth emulation, and
Whereas each year we gather here to publicly state our commitment to realizing this dream in all our actions and efforts, and
whereas we take heart the meaning of Dr. King's work to end racial segregation and commemorate his unwavering conviction, and
whereas we devote this day to the mission of equal rights for all people. Now, therefore, I, Emily Larson, mayor of the city of Duluth,
and I, Jim Payne, mayor of the city of Superior,
do officially proclaim January 21st, 2019 as Dr. Martin Luther King Day in the Twin Ports.
Extra, extra.
Read all about it.
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 We are live with ARE, the current state of racial relations, 1958.
The battle of the races began when black folks opened their minds and saw themselves for the first time as equals, as people deserving free will, as warriors of light thwarting evil. Ready to march down to the Capitol, you can't shout separate but equal when people still treat other races like animals. The God you preach to did not intend for 3,000 African American lynchings in his name. He did not intend for black and brown blood to be smeared across the flag, for truth to be incarcerated for a peaceful protest, and for 41 civil rights leaders to be put to death. We speak tongues of nonviolence. We preach that love will define us. We fight fire with kindness. Our arms open, palms raised to the heavens, balancing on the tightrope between just and adjusted. Why does justice cost more than the loss of humanity? Southerners with blinders on only see what Jim Crow wants them to see.
See, when you swear at Jim Crow, I hear separate but equal. I believe there's a reason we look different. You would never know a shirt is stained if you had never seen a clean one. God intended for some things to be untidy. That's the way it's meant to be. So I ask you, who is really being oppressed? And as you suppress decency, you bend the facts, you make us out to be the violent ones. Well, you stab the truth in the back. You scoff when you see us burn crosses. Will you light up draft cards in the street, disrespect our flag, and Black Panthers march around the streets, flashing their guns, warning all whites to stay away? I think we should see pride at seeing blacks bend over their own water fountain. That water is just as good as the one in mine. Aren't you glad that a pair of white lips hasn't touched it before yours did?
Through the years, what is the process? I've seen little to none. You claim you're woke, but what have you done? You claim you can float, but you lost your place in the human race because you got comfy in the sunken place. What have you done? The war is far from done. The love was close to none, and the help was anywhere in between. Using them and us is done if they have the same ending as you and me.
We are live with ARE. The current state of racial relations, 2018.
And the statues of our heroes are becoming tainted with the paint of immigrant blood. This battle of the races has opened the floodgates to a world of ambiguity and politically charged schemes that we don't need in our Aryan country. This should be the golden age for man. What more do you need? You've gotten your rights, you've taken our jobs, you've slandered the flag and deemed the president unworthy, you steal the badges off our officers and flaunt them like trophies. We speak out for the protectors just doing their job. We pray the Lord will look down on your rioting mobs. We fight for the ability to keep all the power at the top with the best of the best, hands over our chests, looking proudly at the blue vest worn by the forces of order being slowly restored so our children will know what we came here for. For the right to fire AR-15s and say any word that we please and roll over the dreams of the disadvantaged in this here land of the free.
See, no matter who you're swearing at, some words you use don't belong to you. We kneel so you might hear us, but you just sit back and cut the Nike logos off your socks. I'm calling out for freedom and justice for all. You defend a Confederate statue. What does patriotism really mean to you? The guns you love were the same ones that shot down MLK and Malcolm. My advocacy builds community. You have a recipe for immunity. Will you shoot down equality in the comments on a Facebook post? You take lives and laugh in the face of Native American vets drumming on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Where we are isn't perfect, but I'm proud of where we've come. From bus seats and baseball players to one ex-president and a House majority, I believe people deserve more than what they've been given. But all I can do is reread what's been written. We, the people of the United States, all the people.
I walk with the demons and angels that were sent. The blessings and curses my soul shall repent, because we were bent, we were bent, we were bent, and some even broken, far and near. Please don't cover your ears when the voice of freedom is spoken. I shed a tear when I think back to hear the sound of a new name being broke in. Back to back, lash to lash. Please don't cover your kids' eyes and shield them from the past, nor the future, nor the present. Kids sent to school and act as fools have yet to learn their lessons, and parents, I reckon that you teach them. Tell your kids their skin is beauty and never try to bleach them. And if your skin is already white, make sure you teach your kids the history and teach them wrong from right. But together, let's all come and sing this song to fight.
In the future.
We are.
You're listening to highlights from the 2019 Twin Ports Martin Luther King Celebration recently held in Duluth, Minnesota. We'll be right back. Welcome back to People of Color on Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to highlights from the 2019 Twin Ports Martin Luther King Celebration, recently held in Duluth, Minnesota.
This year's event wouldn't be possible without the hard work of the MLK Planning Committee members. The MLK Tribute Event Chair, Salam Witherspoon, and the planning members, Andrea Gelb, Ivy Vanya, Terry Moses, Susanna Paleo Woodward, Mary Cowan, Sandra Oyinloye, Jara McLaren, Melissa Thorson, Doug Bowen Bailey, Stephanie Williams, Myron McCoo, Claudina Williams. If you are with us, please stand, come out. Let's give it up for them. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, next up. We'll be hearing a powerful message from our keynote speaker, followed by the Center City Housing's dance team major attraction. But first, a bit about our guest, Malia Connolly. Malia is the founder of Blexit, a grassroots economic resistance organization. Malia is the director of the Association for Black Economic Power, ABEP, whose mission is to transform local communities by equipping Black people with powerful economic tools and resources. She is leading the effort to establish Village Financial Cooperative, a Black-led community development credit union on the north side of Minneapolis. She's a graduate student at St. Mary's University, earning an MBA in cooperative and credit union management, and was recently named a 2018 Bush Fellow. Malia is a mother of three, a proud Minneapolis resident, a singer-songwriter, and an activist in the movement for Black lives. Please give it up for Malia Connolly.
Thank you, Toldu, for the kind introduction, and to the Duluth NAACP leadership and organizing team, especially that of the incredibly talented Teresa Moses, who through some form of beautiful Black serendipity found me and invited me to share space with you today. Thank you. I bring love and peace from the Black liberation movement of the Twin Cities, led by activists and organizers who share in our spirit of reverence and revolution on this, shall I dare say, holy day. On February 28, 1958, Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. submitted his reflections on the state of race relations in our country. Over 61 years ago, 5 years before the seeds of his dream of freedom and equity was planted in the hearts of people all over the world. 9 years before the launch of the Poor People's Campaign, and 10 years before his assassination. Before the dream, before the marches, before the message of economic power, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. spoke of the crisis. The crisis, he said, had been precipitated on one hand by the determining resistance of the reactionary elements of the South, and on the other hand, by the radical change of the Negro's evaluation of himself. He goes on to say, there would probably be no crisis in race relations if the Negro continued to think of himself in inferior terms and accepted injustice and exploitation. King goes on to persuade the reader that in the struggle of this crisis, we must resist the temptation to resort to violence, the internal violence of hate or bitterness, or of the act of physical violence. He concludes that in the universal struggle between good and evil, we must not compromise our humanity in order to save it, because, he concludes, it is in exercising our humanity through peace, love, and faith that we expose the truth. And so here we are today. Practitioners of this dogma, beneficiaries of this legacy, living in the inheritance of that dream. And what can I say about the crisis of our time? I can say that I feel the heaviness, the weariness and exhaustion. In the hearts of every one of us fighting for justice, and I sense it everywhere I go. From the misty bays of Oakland, the humid air of Birmingham, the murky waters of Washington, D.C. And can I tell the truth? I'm tired too. It feels as though in the fight for racial justice, we have been walking only on the beaten path. It feels as though at times we may even be running in place. The inequity seems to always be ahead, At every turn, and even when we make ground and justice on one path, we find ourselves in the center of another maze of inequity soon after. And why shouldn't we be exhausted? We are living in a time of great consequence. We are witnessing the struggle between diluted populism and liberal democracy. We live in an age of denial. Denial of the fatal corrosion of our planet due to climate change, denial of the rise of corporate power, the engorgement of the wealthy and elite, and the denial of the awakening of a generation. We have been conditioned to believe that the crisis of our time is happening to us, that our fight for liberation is the response to the chaos of injustice, and that activism is feeble recourse to creating real change in the world. We are expected to believe the acceptable alternative is to suffocate in the oppression coming in from all sides, to close our eyes and dream for a better world, clinging to the promise of the American dream, absorbing that pain of injustice in silence. But Dr. King did not dream so that we could dream. He dreamt so that we might live. Dr. King did not believe that the crisis we face was happening to us. He believed the crisis was happening because of us. The heaviness and exhaustion we feel is not a symptom of apathy, but the drowsiness of a great awakening. The crisis of our time is not an attack on us, but the hysterical reaction to our audacious assertion that the time for justice and equity is now. It is true, America is facing a crisis. A war has been waged between truth and lies, reality and delusion. The reality is that our great awakening is the realization that the systems and institutions we have been conditioned to believe were for us never were. We are awakening to the fact that the prison industrial complex was not built to protect us, but built to enslave us. We are awakening to the fact that the ideology of patriarchy is not a construct to protect women, but a construct to obstruct the agency and power of women and debase the male identity to mere gatekeeping. We are awakening to the fact that the concept of race was constructed as an intricate universal caste system meant to separate and pit us against one another so we may never join in solidarity against those who oppress us all. That millions of ethnic immigrants yielded to the American bribe of economic identity and whiteness in exchange for perceived privilege and power, ceding their heritage, language, and culture for induction into a higher class, rooted in the lie of white supremacy. They are awakening to the truth, livid in the realization that they have been had. They have been took. They have been hoodwinked. They have been bamboozled. They have been led astray, run amok. Millions of Black people, descendants of the diaspora of enslaved Africans, stolen in the transatlantic slave trade, stripped of our heritage, language, culture, programmed for 500 years to believe we were inferior. We are awakening to the truth that the systems that oppress us cannot exist without us. That the worst fear of our oppressors who take our blood for gold is that we realize the power of our own alchemy, the true value of our culture and the influence we have on the world. The Great Awakening is rooted in exposing America's original sin, the denial of the humanity of Black and Indigenous peoples. We are human. We stand on this simple truth We pull at a single thread from the tightly woven tapestry of capitalism and begin to unravel the construction of race in America. A war is waged within this contradiction, one that our country has yet to reconcile. The American Declaration that all people are created equal flies in the face of the lie that is continually upheld to legitimize the crimes of this country. The invective lie told by global oppressors used to feed their insatiable greed, used to create a ridiculous gradient for humanity based on skin color. Purporting the lie that people of African descent are only 3/5 human. This lie sanctioned the violent torture and abduction of millions of African people. This country is in crisis. And it will stay in crisis until it stands in the bright light of the truth and pays reparations once and for all. Until then, we continue to challenge the perpetuation of race and inequity. We are the upheaval. We are the great storm. We are the tsunami, the tornado, and we will not stop. The crisis is the freeing of Santoya Brown. The crisis is the Me Too movement. The crisis is Time's Up. The crisis is Black Lives Matter. The crisis is the Duluth Branch NAACP. The crisis is Standing Rock. The crisis is United We Dream. The crisis is showing up for racial justice. The crisis is the first Black president, the first Somali Muslim congresswoman, the AOC, the Stacey Abrams, the Andrew Gullums, the Maxine Waters. I am the crisis. You are the crisis. Take a moment and stand with me, if you're able. Look around. Who among us was born and raised to fight for liberty? How many of you had to learn and unlearn in order to see the truth of the oppression of our time? How many of us are recovering from bigotry, recovering from self-hatred, recovering from capitalistic ideology, recovering from toxic masculinity, recovering from patriarchy, recovering from white supremacy? Raise your hand if you were not born woke. We are a dream realized, a seed planted, rooted and erupting from darkness into light. We are the promise of our enslaved and abolitionist ancestors. Look at your right hand. Now make a fist. Lift it to the sky. King spoke of nonviolence because he knew the power of our people. This fist has empowered more people than any president has. That fist in the air has protected our nation more than the tallest wall you can build. This fist is a symbol of the power of our will, the power of our unity, the power of being human and believing in the liberation and equity and freedom of all people. We, the people, are the power that created this crisis. Our drowsiness is a sign of our awakening, not our fatigue. Our solidarity in fighting oppression is the greatest fear of those who have oppressed us all for far too long. So I urge you to come together, and when you feel tired, remember you are awakening. You are happening to the world, and the world is aflame. When you feel the heaviness of this time, remember it is the weight of your power. Remember your power. And to help us hold the time we shared today, I'd like us to join in a song of solidarity. Would you join me? Would you join me for the chorus? Your part is this. You
got power. Hey, you've got power. Hey, you've got power. Hey, you've got power. Hey, hey.
You'll sing that part, and you'll repeat it 4 times. All right?
Hold your head up, don't you cower. Let the sun love you, you're her favorite flower. That's why they try to choke you off, ooh, they sour. Don't want you to know that you got power. You got power. Hey, you got power. Hey,
tell your neighbor,
you got power. Hey, you got power. You illuminate, you hover, you tower. They're intimidated, you rain like a shower. But it's your time to shine, baby, your hour. Too much at stake to play small, flex your power. You've got...
Tell the children. Louder.
You got power. Hey, you got power. Hey. They'll try to skin you, they'll try to scour. Whitewash you, make you give gold for their plaster. But it's in your flesh, in your bones can be transferred. No one can take away your power. You got hey, you. Hey, you.
Yes, now you're getting it.
Hold your head up, don't you cower. Let the sun love you, you're her favorite flower. That's why they try to choke you off, ooh, they sour. Don't want you to know that you got power. You got power. Hey,
keep on going.
You're listening to highlights from the 2019 Twin Ports Martin Luther King Celebration recently held in Duluth, Minnesota. We'll be right back. Welcome back to People of Color on Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to highlights from the 2019 Twin Ports Martin Luther King Celebration recently held in Duluth, Minnesota.
All right. It's time now to recognize the community members who are doing amazing things for the betterment of all of us. The Drum Major for Peace Awards includes a youth, adult, and organization in the Twin Ports region exemplifying education equity, racial equity, community service, peace, and/or justice in their lives and work. Nominations are open to the community, and recipients are decided by the Twin Ports MLK Planning Committee. Nominees for each category will be listed, and the winners are welcome to the stage for a short speech and photo opportunity. So first up is our youth category. Audience, please, please, please hold your applause until the end. Youth category nominees, when I call your name, please stand and be recognized. Musical artist, Emmanuel Isella. Our poet, Mara Koss, peer leader Patience Thompson, founding member of Marshall School's Black Student Union, Popo Perot, Proctor High School student, Sean Launderville. Give it up for all youth nominees. This year's winner is described with a quote from Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as the time is always right to do what is right. This is a sentiment of our young nominees' lives. Wherever they go, they set an example for other youth by helping others to feel included and succeed. The winner in the youth category is a young photographer and peer leader in World Beat Drummers, Anti-Bullying Club, and AACO's after-school programming, including the Gamaji Gardens. Please help me in recognizing our 2019 Drum Major for Peace Youth Award winner, Patience Thompson. Second is our adult category. Audience, please, again, hold your applause till the end. Adult category nominees, when I call your name, please stand and be recognized. Youth advocate, Adele Mari. Mentor Duluth board member, Akilah Lloyd. Domestic violence advocate, Amy Brooks. Director of the Office of Diversity and Inclusion at the College of St. Scholastica, Chris Davila. Gender and racial justice organizer, Jane Karaoke. Two-spirit advocate for trans and queer youth, Cayman Goodsky. Community organizer and activist, Kim Young. Director of the Center of the American Indian and Minority Health at the UMD Medical School, Dr. Mary June Owen. Girls Group Coordinator, Natasha Lancour. YMCA Director of External Programming, Portia Shedd. Health Realization Coordinator at the Damiano Center, Richard Howell. Multicultural Student Success Coordinator at the College of St. Scholastica, Sarah Stewart. Office of Equity and Inclusion Leader at Denfell High School, Victor Lee Williams Jr. Please give it up for all our adult nominees. In the words of Dr. King, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. Our winner tonight has never stopped moving forward in their efforts to seek equity and justice for all. A community organizer on both sides of the bridge, they have served as the chair of the Superior Commissions on Communities of Color, chair of the NAACP Freedom Fund Committee, and is the founder and director of the Juneteenth in Superior event. They are the producer, facilitator, and moderator of Angry Black Woman, Well-Intentioned White Girl, and has served on the board of the YWCA, Fathers Rise Together, Safe Haven Shelter, Family Freedom Center, and the North Central Windows Program. Please help me honor the 2019 Adult Drum Major for Peace Award winner, Kim Young.
I still maintain, even though this is one of the proudest moments of my life, it's not about the awards. It's about you. It's about the work we do to make sure that our children have a future in this country that is predicated on love, equality, and the purpose of being the best humanity has to offer. That's what Dr. King wanted us to do. He didn't want us to build walls. He didn't want us to close doors in the faces of people of color. He didn't want us to laugh in the faces of our elders as they sang for peace. I accept this award today, not just for myself, but for Nathan Phillips, for Centoya Brown, for Colin Kaepernick, for the Duluth NAACP, and for the Superior and Duluth Twin Ports community, who I would not be here without your love and support. And I will continue to love and support my community, no matter what. If you can't walk, you crawl. If you can't run, you crawl. But you get there in the end. And if they build a wall, the next generation gonna tear it down. Thank you.
Dr. King told us that change does not roll in on the wheels of inevitability, but comes through continuous struggle. And so we must straighten our back and work for our freedom. The organization we are recognizing today was started in July 2018 to fill a need for QTPOC individuals at the University of Minnesota Duluth and in the Duluth community. This group provides a safe space for folks of color, allows for discussion and critical thinking on the systems of oppression they face, and focus on the intersexuality as it shapes and influences our identities. Please help me recognize our 2019 Drum Major for Peace organization winner, the UMD Queer Trans Indigenous Intersex People of Color Collective, QTPOC.
This is a lot of people. I just want to give a big shout out to all the people who've helped me form this organization. I've been thinking about it for a long time, kind of coming up into college. My name is Damon Holtman, and I am a student at UMD. And I just want to shout out Teresa Moses and Rose Brooks at UMD for helping being my mentors and guiding me through the processes. I know this is a much needed group on campus and in the community as a whole, because especially in Duluth, we're a minority, so I think a lot of students needed this, and they voiced this to me, and I made that possible. So
yeah.
I'm not gonna try to get emotional, but I just wanna thank you all so much for this award. It means so much to me. Thank you.